I'm stood on the seafront in Redcar. In the distance I can see the local steelworks, which this town was effectively built round. This should be a constituency Labour should be confident of winning back from the Liberal Democrats in May, but the Labour Party is at war with each other.
It's almost akin to North Korea. There are anonymous reports written about members, so you're under investigation. They won't tell you why you're under investigation or who's reported you, but you can have the punishment.
Steve Goldswain is a Redcar Labour councillor who before Christmas was deselected by the party. In 2012, Darlington Labour councillor Nick Wallace was asked to write a report about the Redcar Labour Party.
I believe that things have got a lot worse since the Wallace report was written in 2012. The behaviour of some group members has resulted in some of my colleagues having panic attacks at group meetings, and one's even had a breakdown.
Wallace's findings, which are voiced here, were damning.
The Redcar and Cleveland Labour Group has serious failings and it's dysfunctional. I've been frankly appalled at some of the conduct I've witnessed.
Wallace says that the relations between party members is fractious.
Can it be right that at Labour Group meetings, members find themselves in tears after being questioned aggressively? I've heard repeated allegations of bullying and concerns have been expressed regarding incidents of physical intimidation.
And Wallace reports that relations between the local MP and the Labour-led council are virtually non-existent.
I was astonished to learn that Tom Blenkinsop MP's office regularly submits Freedom of Information requests to the council, so little faith is there that the usual routes of communication will deliver answers.
We wanted to ask Tom Blenkinsop if he still sends FOI requests to the council. He's so far refused to speak to us, though. In a statement from Labour North, that's the regional body for Labour here in the North East, they've said they've made many changes to the way the party is run in Redcar. A spokesperson also added,
"The Labour Party is clear with any member wishing to represent the party that we expect the highest standards, including a commitment to campaigning for the party and engaging with the local communities all year round. The Labour Party selection procedure in Redcar and Cleveland has been robust but fair."
Redcar is a key marginal constituency. The Lib Dems won here with a shock majority of over 5,000 votes in 2010. Anna Turley is Labour's candidate here. In a statement she gave me, she says she's working hard to win the Redcar seat back for Labour, and she's determined to represent local people on both a local and national level. So, can Labour win here come May? Well, here's Steve Goldswain again.
I can't see how Labour are going to win when they're at war with each other. I'm not quite sure how we're going to resolve this civil war. We can't make an accurate prediction on the winning of this seat until the war's followed its natural course and there's a winner in this.
In seats like Redcar, the party should be gearing up for the political battles to come. But people will now be asking, is the Labour Party here in Redcar simply more interested in fighting with each other?